Today on The Good Word, we're talking about seeing the future and expanding the walls of Zion to all. Human beings have a habit of wanting to know what happens next. No matter what happened in the past or what we understand of the present, figuring out the future seems essential to our survival and our progress. But almost nobody can reliably predict the future, especially in fine enough detail to really be useful. Instead, we're reliant upon general shapes, pictures on the large scale that tell us broad strokes of what might be coming and how to prepare. Of all the Old Testament prophets, Isaiah likely had the longest, the biggest view. Much of what he prophesied about had relevance not just to his current era, but also about events far, far in the future. In his role as prophet, Isaiah essentially stood on a mountain and described the horizon beyond what anyone at the base of the mountain could see. While many of the Israelites were waiting for the first coming of Messiah, Isaiah often saw further, giving shape to the Lord's second coming. The words in Isaiah chapter 52 can be seen as encouragement for anyone in any era, praising those who seek to share God's word, but their true purpose points to a gathering of Zion that will stretch across the entire earth, bringing peace to all people, nations, and lands. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye, when the Lord shall bring again Zion. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The salvation God offers isn't just limited to one people, one place, or one age. His promise throughout the entire history of the earth has been a universal commitment to the eternal welfare and growth of his children. Though the full gospel and authority of the Lord hasn't always been on the earth, the Spirit of God has whispered in the ears of those of all civilizations, drawing those who would closer to heaven. But the full measure of light and truth is available to all should they learn of Christ and take his name on themselves. The ways of God are often described as mysterious, as if heaven is trying to keep as much information away from us as possible. And while we certainly aren't given any knowledge that we're not prepared to receive, that doesn't mean God is trying to keep us in the dark. The promise in Isaiah says God will bare his arm to all nations, revealing his entire hand in preparation for receiving his salvation. Though our perspective is obscured, since we are in mortality at the base of the mountain, so to say, and not at the top, the promise of full revelation to all the earth continues. Participation in religion can be seen as exclusionary, sometimes used throughout history as a justification to determine who belongs or doesn't belong in a group. But God's ideal is not harsh dividing lines between those who profess to follow him and those who don't. Instead, his entire plan is based around the goal of bringing light, knowledge, and salvation to all people, all lands, and all nations. And that's the good word.